The presidential campaign entered its final two-month stretch this past week. The political dialogue was marked by harsh exchanges between candidates and more negative advertising produced by surrogates for the campaigns. Combat of a more deadly nature continued in Iraq. The American military suffered its 1,000th fatality since the U.S.-led invasion in March of last year. With attention turned to the national and international stage, we turn to three journalists around the country. Deanna Sands is managing editor for the Omaha World Herald. She joins us for the first time. Welcome to the program, Deanna.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here today.
Carrie Budoff covers politics for the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's also a newcomer. Welcome to you, Carrie.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Bob Kittle is the editorial page editor for the San Diego Union-Tribune, and he's a frequent guest on our show. Thanks for being with us again, Bob.
Thank you, Leanne. It's nice to be here.
Bob, I want to start with you. The death of the 1,000th service member in this Iraq war was a sad milestone this past week, and San Diego has an enormous military presence. How was that news received in your area?
Believe it or not, the news of the casualties is pretty much taken in stride here, even though literally hundreds of those 1,000 fatalities in the war have come from Camp Pendleton here, from the 1st Marine Division. While it's a sad milestone, as you said, it isn't the kind of thing that has people in San Diego saying, oh, we're going to have to rethink our commitment to Iraq. I think in San Diego County, at least, and certainly among military families here, there is still very strong support for seeing this through to the end.
Deanna, what's been the feeling among your readers in Nebraska about the conduct of the war in Iraq?
I think they're very supportive of President Bush and, of course, the United States. We have a large Air Force presence close to Omaha at Air Force Base, and we have a large number of veterans. And there's a great deal of pride in service of country, but we're also running a steady stream of stories about young people who have died.
Carrie Budoff, you report from the suburbs of Philadelphia, where the presidential campaign is being waged with particular intensity, given Pennsylvania's status as a toss-up state. What do the people you talk to say about the war in Iraq?
As in any sort of battleground state these days, I think you could find as many people who say we need to support George Bush and the war effort, and there are just as many people who are really sort of losing faith in the policies right now and are unhappy with the focus on Iraq instead of al-Qaeda and Afghanistan and finding Osama bin Laden. So it's very divisive around here.
Carrie, both the war and the economy are often mentioned as the top two issues in this campaign. Which one do you hear about more?
I have to say for now it's the war. It's a top issue. We have a Citizens Voices program where we bring in just regular readers who come in to talk with us to help us sort of shape what we're reporting about. And the top issue for them is Iraq, and they're concerned about the war, or just on the opposite side, they're fervently backing the way George Bush has approached this issue. So while the economy is sort of ever-present, and Pennsylvania has lost manufacturing jobs, and it's something that Kerry and other Democratic candidates bring up, the war is still pretty dominant.
Bob, again, the military is very important in your area of California. How are people reacting to reports that President Bush didn't properly satisfy his National Guard requirements?
The whole Vietnam-era question, while we journalists, I think, rightly say it is a detour from the issues that we ought to be talking about in this campaign, have gripped our readers. The letters to the editor that we get are overwhelmingly on the issue of either the president's military service or John Kerry's military service. And the same goes with the character attacks. Frankly, I find them very dismaying in the campaign. However, our letter writers have joined in those attacks on both sides with quite a bit of fervor.
The assault weapons ban expires tomorrow, and according to polls, two-thirds of the country favors keeping the ban, including one-third of the member of the National Rifle Association. Bob, what's the feeling in Southern California?
There is very strong support for this, as there is in almost any urban area. Senator Dianne Feinstein, of course, of California, is the author of the bill that should be extended. We have urged that it be extended editorially. I think there is very strong support for continuing this ban. In California, however, we do already have a more stringent state ban that exceeds the existing federal ban on assault weapons.
Deanna, what about in Nebraska?
Well, there are a lot of people in Nebraska who own guns because they are hunters and fishermen, and it has a different resonance. Now, when you talk about assault rifles, that's a different thing, of course, but the concept of gun ownership is viewed very favorably.
Carrie, what other issues are attracting particular interest among voters outside Philadelphia?
The economy. Pennsylvania is a manufacturing state, and the loss of those jobs. We've lost thousands of jobs, manufacturing jobs in Pennsylvania. That is something that is ever-present. Healthcare. There's a poll out this week from Pew that showed that the cost of healthcare is skyrocketing, and it's becoming very difficult for people to afford healthcare, and they have to make decisions between, you know, putting off getting medicine and paying for other things in their lives. So that is a big issue as well.
What about social issues?
The choice issue, there's a large contingent, a very strong vocal population here who do not favor abortion. It's sort of that same, in the same category with gun control, where the Philadelphia suburbs, there's a different view on abortion than there is in rural Pennsylvania, which is through the middle. So the social issues, and especially in southwestern Pennsylvania, there's a lot of conservatism on that, on the social issues such as school vouchers and abortion and gun control.
Deanna, what else is on the minds of Nebraska voters?
They're concerned about taxes, and as Carrie's readers are, they're very concerned about affordability of health care. They're also concerned about what's going to happen with the whole political structure and the mechanics of the election and voting machines.
Bob Kittle in San Diego, what else is on voters' minds in Southern California?
Well, quite frankly, in San Diego right now, the city's facing a financial crisis, and that is getting a lot of attention in the election because we have a mayor's race going on. The New York Times last week sent a reporter to San Diego to write a story about the city's financial problems. This is a fiscally conservative city that has always been run in a fiscally conservative way. However, it has gotten into deep trouble by adopting a pension plan that was extremely generous and then underfunding the plan. So the New York Times headline about San Diego's financial problems declared San Diego Enron by the sea. And so that has attracted a lot of attention. It's what everyone is talking about in San Diego today, and that's frankly the fiscal crisis confronting the city.
Bob Kittle is the editorial page editor for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Deanna Sands is managing editor for the Omaha World-Herald, and Carrie Budoff covers politics for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.